debut to Beyond Derag Productions, Back in Black, happens at Creston Brewery. Certainly for a great cause. Let's talk about this as a tribute to Black History Month. Alexa Vogel, local drag entertainer for Beauty Beyond Drag Productions. Good morning to you, Alexa.
Good morning.
Scarlett Rose, millionaire, executive assistant for Beauty Beyond Drag Productions. Good morning to you, Scarlett Rose.
Good morning to you.
Yes. All right. Beauty Beyond Drag Productions, you are here obviously talking about upcoming shows and more specifically a Black History Month benefit for Ruth Ellis Center. So Scarlett, I'm going to start with you. Talk to me more about what Beauty Beyond Drag is and what you do.
Yeah, definitely. So Beauty Beyond Drag, we are an all-inclusive production company. We're gathered towards raising awareness and helping out local charities who might need it or might need that push to get their known existence out. We do it by representing an amazing drag shows for people to this chance that it might be their very first time at a drag show, and it gives them a helping hand of helping a local charity, but also introducing them to something new.
Yes, and I think most of your shows sell out, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. Obviously a good time to talk, obviously, with you as well, Alexa. What do we have coming up this month?
Well, we are coming to Creston Brewery on Saturday, February 22nd, with an all POC, People of Color cast. The show is titled Back in Black, a Black History Month celebration. The show will benefit the Ruth Ellis Center. Over 18 years of history, the Ruth Ellis Center has established a national reputation for quality and innovation in providing trauma-informed services for homeless, runaway, and at-risk lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and questioning youth and young adults of color.
Oh, important. Scarlett, talk to me more about what the Ruth Ellis Center does and why BBD chose this charity.
Absolutely. Well, the Ruth Ellis Center is named in honor of the life and work of Ruth Ellis, who has replaced and loved for her lovingly in embrace of as one Detroit oldest and proudest African-American lesbian, the first woman in the city of Detroit to own her own printing company, and for her many, many years of service to all of the people in need. Ruth Ellis is a strong peer in the POC LGBTQ plus community, and we would like to honor her with all that she has done. I will be running the door to make sure that everybody comes and sees me.
Right. So ask for Scarlett Rose, but don't forget millionaire,
yes.
Right? Yes. Alexa, what does it mean to you, if I may, as a person of color, for Beauty Beyond Drag to put on a show that focuses all POC, and are you performing?
Well, for me, it means just equal representation, having a seat at the table. You never know who's out in the crowd. So I would love if there is a young, you know, LGBTQ person of color who may be questioning things to look up and say, oh, wow, you know, there's someone who I can aspire to be or someone who I can look up to. And yes, you can catch me there.
Nice. Scarlett, how about tickets for the show?
Yeah, so tickets are still available via Eventbrite or Facebook. You can just write Back in Black or look up Beauty Beyond Drag. It'll pop up either way. $10 per person, and the proceeds will be benefiting the Ruth Ellis Center.
Yes. And obviously, Alexa, attending the actual Black History Month show, available for all.
Available for all. Tickets are on sale now, actually. The show, like I said, is February 22nd at Crescent Brewery. Showtime, 9 p.m. You can get your tickets to Back in Black benefit for the Ruth Ellis Center on Eventbrite, on our Facebook event page. Just type in Back in Black and search for the event. You don't need to be a queer person of color to attend. We are all inclusive. This is a celebration of the POC community and the hard work that Ruth Ellis and the center have put in. We encourage all to attend. 9 p.m. Showtime. 18 and up, 21 to drink, and it's going to be at 1504 Plainfield Avenue Northeast, Grand Rapids, 49505.
Which is Creston Brewery, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes, great place up. I trust you're upstairs in that area.
Yes, I love it there. I love working there. It's such a fun community.
And just last question, I mean, for one who's not seen one of your shows, are we looking at a cabaret style? Is this a theme? I mean, what do we see when we'll see this? I mean, will you be singing to me?
From my aspect, you're going to see a little bit of cabaret. Yes. You'll see probably a lot of spoken word from me. This time around, I get to show a little bit more of my acting chops. So I'd like to take the crowd on a journey through Black history with my performances.
I think you're going to see a lot of that, too, with this in particular show, with the cast that we have. They're going to bring out all the stops.
Yep. And Scarlett, for your future shows, do we see you again in cabaret style? Or?
Yes, yeah, definitely. That's I'll actually be at the Creston show on March 21st. And that will be, we call that one, is the back in September, or back on Saturday. So that will be next month, but yeah.
Until then, this is a big month. Alexa Vogel, Scarlett Rose, Millionaire, thank you on behalf of Beauty Beyond Drag Productions. One more time, how do we find out more information?
You can look up Beauty Beyond Drag on Facebook.
And just type in Back in Black.
Mark your calendar for the show, 222 Creston Brewery. Thanks. Enjoy your days.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep.